Back in the good old days of the Cold War, government surveillance sounded more like this.
It's essential that those two nations, where possible, work together. And the key really is in the relationship.
No, I don't expect you to understand what's going on there. It's June 18th, 1973. Recognize that voice? Richard Nixon in the Oval Office with Leonid Brezhnev talking about working together, the U.S. and the Soviet Union. The Richard Nixon Library this week released the final set of Nixon's secret recordings, 340 hours of tape covering April through July 1973, scratchy, barely audible history for transcription. Listen to Brezhnev speaking through an interpreter. Anyway, that exchange ends with a joke where Nixon, always the politician, pumps Brezhnev, literally pumps him for political intelligence about who was more interested in detente and cooperation between the U.S. and the Soviets, Republicans or Democrats on Capitol Hill. For more on what this final set of Nixon tapes reveals about our 37th president, we turn to Luke Nichter, professor of history at Texas A&M University, Central Texas. He manages a website cataloging Nixon's secret recordings, Nixon Tapes. .org. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So this kind of closes a chapter in the whole Nixon personal surveillance saga. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's exciting because we're hearing events that happened 40 years ago, but in 2013, they're new again to us, and they're reaching a new generation, a younger generation and a digital generation.
Here's a conversation that took place on June 4th, 1973. It's a telephone conversation. There were many in the course of the Nixon presidency between Nixon and Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. This is in 1973. They're, of course, talking about Nixon and his interest, obsession, visits to China.
You see, it's going to look rather strange if I go running to China if he doesn't come here.
No, I've already done that. I had already extended an invitation at your suggestion a few months ago.
The Mao thing has to be significant because if it came from Show and Lai, that'd be one thing, but coming from Mao.
From both. It was a joint invitation.
You know, Luke, it sounds like they're talking, you know, about a wedding. Did we get the invitation from the bride or from the bride's friend? You know, that sort of thing. The U.S. and China.
Well, you're right. You know, Nixon had just made his visit to China, the first president to do so the year before. And just 1 year later, Nixon's invited to go again to China, and we have reciprocated the invitation to invite the Chinese to the United States. And, you know, such progress had been made in Sino-U.S. relations that you just wonder what could have been possible had the presidency not been ended short.
Yeah, here's a conversation. It's actually a continuation of that same conversation where there's a lot going on behind the scenes. There's a reference to China and Cambodia, and of course, 1973, we're right in the immediate aftermath of the worst part of the Vietnam War. Listen here.
And they also gave us a rather good message on Cambodia.
Oh, did they?
Yes, but we mustn't refer to that in any sense. But
no, because they can't get caught at it, I know.
The secrecy surrounding the Vietnam era and Cambodia, what's going on there?
Nixon and Kissinger, we just got the peace agreement signed in January of 73. But it was just with Vietnam, and it did not include the other countries in the region, Cambodia and Laos. What we're seeing is the difficulty of keeping all the partners who were part of the peace agreement together and on the same page and moving forward.
Finally, this little bit of history, it's sort of a passing of the torch. You've got Richard Nixon talking with, long before he was president, Ronald Reagan.
Ron, we have got to build peace in the world, and that's what I'm working on, and appreciate your calling and give my greatest love to Nancy. Well, how did you ever marry such a pretty girl? My God!
Well, just I'm lucky.
You're lucky. That's right. As I was lucky.
Yes. Yes, you were.
I think it's fair to say Reagan probably more lucky than Richard Nixon, as history judges it, Luke.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because Nixon had just made such a difficult speech about Vietnam on April 30th. And I think most presidents operate in a similar way. They expect to hear from supporters afterwards and see how the speech went. And here's two politicians. They're talking like friends and certainly do talk about things other than politics.
Some of the gems in the last 340 hours of tape covering April through July 1973 released by the Richard Nixon Library this week. We've been talking with Luke Nichter, professor of history at Texas A&M University, Central Texas. He manages a website cataloging Nixon's secret recordings, nixontapes.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.